Agriculture. The county government of Kakamega has embarked on a comprehensive free cattle vaccination campaign to prevent a possible spread of diseases into the county from the neighboring counties of Bungoma and Trans-Nzoia. The targeted diseases are foot and mouth, lumpy skin, black water and anthrax in cattle, while dogs and cats will be vaccinated against rabies. Speaking during the launch of the campaign at Koromate area of Chekelini location in Lugari sub-county, Livestock Production, Veterinary Services and Fisheries Development Chief Officer, Jessica Wesonga, said they target 100% coverage across the county. Wesonga, who urged residents to avail their animals for vaccination, said the campaign is geared towards enhancing cattle health and improving livestock productivity in tandem with Governor Fernandez Barras's agenda of improved food security and wealth creation. A veterinary officer vaccinates a cow at Chekelini location, Lugari sub-county, Kakamega County during the launch of a comprehensive county-wide vaccination campaign targeting foot and mouth, lumpy skin, black water and anthrax diseases in cattle and rabies in dogs and cats. She said, "We are ready and the vaccines are available. I am appealing to all farmers to avail their animals for vaccination, which is free of charge. We are pitching camp here in Lugari and Likuyani for 4 days before moving to other sub-counties," he further said. "We have had an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in the neighboring sub-counties within Bungoma and Trans-Nzoia counties. We do not want to take chances, and that is why we are launching the vaccination campaign in these border sub-counties so that our farmers do not incur losses." She said the vaccines are adequate and her department's target is to achieve 100% coverage within the shortest time possible. "For the vaccines that will remain, we shall place them at the sub-county headquarters, so that farmers whose animals will not have been vaccinated within the stipulated time frame will take them there," she said. Wesonga disclosed that her department recently undertook another successful livestock vaccination exercise in Ikalamani and Shinyalu sub-counties following an outbreak of anthrax disease. The County Director for Veterinary Services Christopher Kadenge said the vaccination exercise against the listed diseases is essential to farmers and will ensure they earn better profits from their cattle and the milk will be of high quality. "The diseases are already affecting cattle in the neighboring counties. We are taking precaution by vaccinating our animals to protect them from contracting the diseases and leading to farm losses," he explained. Kadenge said dogs and cats will also be vaccinated against rabies and owners issued with certificates. He however said that for the cattle, there will be no issuance of certificates, although they are contemplating doing so in future to ensure farmers avail all their animals for vaccination. "It will also be an indicator that you value the county's fight against animal diseases once you take your cattle to the market for sale," he explained. Koromate Assistant Chief Wilkester Barasa lauded residents for heeding to the animal vaccination call and turning up in large numbers. "The number of cattle and dogs is high. However, that of cats is discouraging, although we had asked those with cats at home to bring them," she said, noting that cats, just like dogs, are dangerous once they scratch a person with their claws or bite them. Koromate residents Emmanuel Nyongeza and Agneta Akonya lauded the county government for the free vaccination exercise, saying it will save most farmers from the high vaccination cost. They asked the county government to always avail free vaccines to farmers so that they can continue reaping benefits from animal rearing.